Your full name is...
Neil.
Neil. Now, you said you were born here, Mr.
I was born right over there. It's about a mile. I've been living here ever since
29 is when we married.
Well, but we've been living here ever since 30.
Yeah? And you've been farming?
Yeah, I farmed up to 48. And I moved to Baysville and raised chickens down there for about 7 years. 24,000 at a time.
Good boy.
I know how to raise chickens. And we quit raising chickens, and I worked for the city down there about 12 years. And I worked the courthouse in 10 years and 6 months, and worked down at White River Belton place over 3 years, and I quit a Monday. I just quit them for a while. I asked them about a leave, and they said they'd just give me a leave.
Uh-huh.
And they won't know how long I wanted it. And I told them, well, it might be 6 months, might be a year, might be 5 years. They really hate to see me quit, too.
Where'd you get your mail?
Right here.
Cave City.
Cave City, Route 1.
Is that where you got it when you were a kid?
Yeah, we got it on Route 1 when I was a kid over here at the old place. They carried the mail on a horse. And they got a two-wheel buggy. And they went to carrying it then in a T-model car. You ever see a T-model?
No, can't say I have.
I drove one lots of times.
You did?
Yep.
T-model's easy drove.
And we got our mail on
the
route. And we farmed over there all our lives. We moved here then, and I farmed here. I quit in 48. Boll weevil got so bad you couldn't raise cotton. Now we raised lots of cotton.
Yes, sir. Now this county is
Independence County, Barn Township.
Where did you do most of your when you went into town? Did you do most of your
trading here at Cave City?
Cave City.
Uh huh. Back in the 30s, I tell them I'm way young, stouter now I was in the 30s. You'd go to town and take a wagon. You had to have a good wagon and team to haul your groceries. It'd take $10. And you could buy all you could haul. And now you can walk in a store with a $20 bill and carry it out under one arm. And I know I'm stouter now than I was back then. that's the way we went. You could take $35 back in, and in the spring, and have money for cotton picking time. And everything was cheap. You could get a pound of coffee for 15 cents.
Go buy the sugar for quarters worth, and you just get a lot.
You just get a great big paper pot full of sugar. Weighed up. And lard was about an 8-pound bucket, about 45 cents.
That's
a 50-pound sack of flour would run you about 60 or 65 cents, 50-pound sack.
Yeah. When you...